Hi, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Laura Lee. A few years ago, we met randomly and hit it off, only to discover that we had spent several years in our mid-20s together, going to the same university, taking the same courses towards the same degree, but never got to know each other.
Since then, we have lived our lives while growing our careers and our families in different provinces until Laura Lee's family moved and we found ourselves once again in the same place at the same time for a second chance at friendship.
We invite you to listen in as we discover how life can be better with friends.
Hello, Laura Lee.
Hello, Andrea.
Whoa, what
Oh.
accent was that?
Hello, Andrea. I don't know. Cartoon witch? I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure, we'll go with that. I've got a bit of a cold,
You're
so.
sick of work already. 1 week back in the office and.
Yeah, I had to leave early Friday after lunch. By 2 o'clock, I was like, I gotta go home. I woke up with a tickle in my throat, and by after lunch, it had settled into a cough in my chest, and my head was
Oh
feeling
no.
light. I was lightheaded, and my ears were ringing. And I'm
That's
like, I
intense.
gotta go. Yeah, I stopped, picked up some drugs, and napped. Went home
Unbelievable.
and napped, and I'm gonna take.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm like a young child going back to
Yeah.
school and bringing home germs, although I'm not a young child and I didn't go to school. I was
You were out of
just
your
at work. So,
cocoon. Cocoon, whatever. Cocoon,
cocoon,
Cancun. Yeah,
cocoon,
we were out of
yeah,
all of
I was not in my
them.
Cancun, that's for sure. Yeah, so that's not great. Okay, I do have to have a correction corner from last episode because when I was listening to it, I kept. Okay, so we were talking
Okay.
about mattresses. And we are talking about the supply and demand for mattresses, that the supply seems or logically seems to overwhelmingly be more than the demand. Or
Yes.
yeah. And I kept referring to mattresses as disposable. And I didn't mean disposable, I meant consumable. Like
Right.
they're not a consumable. I kept on saying they're not disposable. What I meant to say was they're not consumable.
Okay. I didn't even notice that as a grammatical error. Did we get complaints? Did someone listen and
Okay,
actually write
so
in? Oh, you.
I myself said I listened to that and I'm like, that is the wrong word, Andrea. You have to fix that little bit of
That's so
grammatical
funny.
karma. Actually, it's not even grammar, it's more like vocabulary. I was like, I can't. Yeah, I people I just want people to know that I know
I
my mistake.
totally
You
did.
may have overlooked it, but okay, well, yeah. So anyway, mattresses are
No, they
not
don't taste very
consumable.
good. They don't
Also
taste
not
very good, but they are an
disposable, but
excellent source of
no.
fiber. Especially those plant-based ones.
Are
Yeah.
they?
Yeah, no one knows. No one knows.
Oh,
But you have a little snack
yeah.
of your bed right before you go to bed,
Heard it here,
and you wake up
folks.
very regular. Yeah.
Gosh.
Speaking of
Nice.
something else that makes you regular, I would like to discuss coffee.
Where is this go? Gosh, okay, let's go there.
So this week, Costco, Starbucks had a 2-for-1 thingy. I want to say it was Thursday.
Okay.
Yes, it was Thursday. And I was
Okay.
looking forward to it. Did I take a friend and be generous and treat them? No. Did I bring a coffee back to the office?
No.
No. I just got two small coffees and enjoyed them both myself. They have a spring kind of themed menu, let's say.
I heard there was
Yes,
a lavender
lavender.
latte.
And when I first saw it, I thought
Did you
that
like
is
it?
really weird. I don't know if I like the smell of lavender. I don't know if I
Yeah.
want to drink it. So, right.
With coffee.
So I ordered. Haley had gone earlier in the day and she told me she had a lavender chai latte and she thought it was really good. I
Okay.
couldn't even see that on the menu, so whatever.
Okay.
So I ended up getting an iced lavender cream. I guess it's just the cream on the top of a matcha. iced matcha with lavender cream. I don't know how they call it.
Okay.
The names are far too long for me to remember.
Okay.
But anyways, I think it's my new favorite drink. Yeah.
Really?
I can eat that lavender cream all day.
Oh,
yummy.
Okay.
And I've never had a matcha from there either. And it was also scrummy. I was regretting. Yeah. I was regretting. I didn't get two of those. And then I could have like one full size drink.
Oh, well, maybe they'll have another one this Thursday coming up. They'll have another 2-for-1 maybe. I saw an Instagram post of that lavender latte, and it was a video of my friend throwing it directly in the garbage. That is exactly what she thought about it. But I think there would be a difference between the lavender mixed with the coffee, like with the espresso, as opposed to like just a lavender cream. Like, I think the flavors of lavender and matcha would go better than lavender.
Maybe
and
I just
coffee.
Picked the winningest combination, but it was delightful. And the cream it sat on top. It was almost like a whipped product. It didn't necessarily mix.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it did. When you drank it, you would get matcha and lavender with every sip, I guess. But it's not like it combined in your cup right away. You know, maybe
incorporate
when you do that into coffee. And I was like, that could be my new favorite.
Well, that's good. So apparently we're talking about beverages this podcast. I also, when I was at Walmart earlier this week, I saw Easter-themed eggnog.
Get back. I could eat that. Well, I'm just going to.
Well, it's just regular eggnog in a Easter.
Oh, it's just like container split.
Yeah. It was it's regular eggnog. Yeah. They just changed up the marketing so they can sell more.
I mean, brilliant.
And they're no longer a liter.
What?
They're no longer a liter. They are like 947 milliliters. Yeah.
That's rude. So
rude. I'm not. Yeah.
Okay. So I have, what's your regular favorite Starbucks drink? What do you normally get when you go there?
Honestly, I usually just get a regular latte.
Okay.
Sometimes I will get a chai. Sometimes I will get a half sweet vanilla, but mostly I just like the plain basic ones. I just can't get on board with all those fancy, the fancy drinks. I just, it feels too much. Like, I don't need to be that precious. Just give me a latte. They're delicious.
So my favorite is a cinnamon latte. Cinnamon dolce latte.
Okay.
Because normally I don't have sweet in my coffee, but if I go to Starbucks, I have sweet.
Yeah.
And we get whatever cream we get. I want to say it's Lactantia. I have no idea what the heck it is. Anyways, it's a brown cream. It always has this recipe on it that, like, if you want to make your own cinnamon latte, follow our recipe. So the other day I actually did. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this thing.
Oh.
And so basically,
okay,
it just is creating a simple syrup with cinnamon in it, which I can handle. But their recipe was take a cup of sugar, because maybe it was half a cup of sugar or something. It was supposed to be for two drinks, but I'm like, that's a lot of sugar regardless, right? So I think it was take a half a cup of sugar, put it in a saucepan with two cinnamon sticks. And heat it until the cinnamon, till the sugar melts, and then add it to your coffee. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, that's
what
I'm thinking.
Did you put any water?
Like, okay, so your sugar.
Okay.
Oh, and then you're supposed to leave it for half an hour to soak up the cinnamon goodness of the cinnamon sticks. And I'm thinking,
I'm
pretty sure that's just going to make hard sugar. But hey, maybe there's something in cinnamon that doesn't allow it.
Maybe they know something.
So
I don't.
I followed the instructions to a T. Then I took the dog for a walk.
Yep.
And then I came back to a saucepan that had just a hard thing of sugar with cinnamon sticks in there. The bums. So then I did it again.
Did you left?
Well, because you turned it off. No, you turn it off.
You left the house.
You heat it until
the
sugar melts, and then you have the cinnamon sticks in there. Are supposed to just hang out together after that.
Oh, okay.
For half an hour. And like, right, I mean, right, I could see this is not going to work. But anyway, it did it anyways. No, it did not work. So then I did add water to it and made more of a true simple syrup. And then I can just add a little bit to my coffee. I've had it for, and then I just put it in a container with a cinnamon stick so that it's extra cinnamon-y-ny-ny. And it's been delightful. Yeah, yeah. I love it.
So why was it on the back of a cream container?
Yeah,
why
I think they were just trying. Well, because container. For a latte, I think you're supposed to use more cream. So it's one way for them to sell more cream. And make I think you could make other fancy drinks if you go to their website and get other whatever. But since the cinnamon dolce is my favorite, I thought, well, I'll try that. And so, now I need to find the cream carton that has how to make lavender foam.
Right. I would think that you would probably need like a whisker.
It's probably a similar process. Like it's probably a simple syrup, but with some kind of lavender flavoring that I don't even know exists.
Yeah.
But it was delicious. Huh. I would eat that again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Speaking of trying things in the kitchen, I currently am making my second sourdough bread.
You posted pictures of that first loaf. It looked professional.
Yeah. Well, it looked pretty good. I think it could have baked a little bit more. Like it wasn't very brown on top. It was like, it was cooked through, but I think it could have baked a little bit more. Yeah. So, and it was pretty good. I ate a lot of it with balsamic vinegar and oil.
Yum.
I just sat there and ate like.
So this is the thing you have to feed. Yeah, and then you, at the end of 10 days or something, you can make it, or is this a different process?
No, just, I think it's a different one. Like it does take a day to make it, to make the dough. And then. But I have starter in my fridge that when I want to use some of it, I take like a little bit of that out and then I use that to make the loaf throughout the day.
So you don't see, I'm used to those monster breads, they're called, where you have to feed the monster for 7 days. Like each day you give it a bit of flour and a bit of milk and then you stir it and then you leave it on your counter. And then like every fourth day you rest and you don't do anything with it. And then you make, and then you divide it in half and you're supposed to give one away to someone else, the starter, and save the other half for.
Whatever. I had someone. So it's like an MLM scheme for bread.
It's also called friendship bread. It's also called friendship bread or Amish bread is also one. And it's delicious, but you have to plan 10 days out. I'm going to make this 10 or you're having this loaf every 10 days. And Dan actually would be quite happy to have it every 10 days. He loves it. But he's like, asked me lately, like, whatever happened to that bread? I'm like, I think I ran out of starter, but I don't think it's hard to make the starter. I think it is just flour and milk.
Or find some, like just say, hey,
so what is your process on these? Cause I've never made a sourdough bread.
Well, I would have to look because it's only my second time. I haven't got it quite memorized yet. But a coworker who lives in BC, she mailed me some of her starter. So she mailed it to me. I was like, that seems a little extreme, but thanks. So anyway, I named my starter after her. Nice. So it has a little Sharpie pen on the side.
You're not
going to
tell us the name of your starter?
It's Dawn Leslie.
Okay.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. That's fine. Oh, maybe she does. Anyway, she wouldn't mind. I don't think she'd mind. She's lovely. But so what I do is in the morning, I take a bit of the starter, about 2 tablespoons-ish. That part doesn't need to be that precise, I don't think. And then I feed it. So by feeding it, I put in some water and some flour, stir it all up, and wait for it to double in size. So I have a little hair elastic tie around the bottom of the jar so I can tell how far it's risen. It takes about six hours. It's supposed to only take about 5, but that's probably too cold here. So it takes about 6 hours to rise. And then when it rises, you take, I think it's 100.
No, like I don't even need measurements.
Write this down.
Just take general process.
Yeah. Okay. You take a certain amount and put it in a bowl, and you mix that with water, and you stir that around, stir that around, stir that around. And then you add the flour and the salt, and you incorporate that, and you leave that for, I can't remember, you leave that for a time. And then after whatever amount of time that is you're supposed to leave it to, you do sort of a folding technique where you take this ball of dough and you scoop from the bottom and you pull it up and you pull it all over to the side so that you're kind of mixing it, kneading it, but you're not really. So you're pulling it and folding it over. And you do that 4 times, and then you let it rest for 10 minutes, and then you do that process again. Then you wait 10 minutes, and you do that process a total of 4 times. So after you do that, then you cover it with Saran wrap and let it wait like at least 8 hours. So I'm going to omit my wait for until tomorrow morning. I'm going to bake it tomorrow morning. But tomorrow morning I turn it over on a floured surface, and then I do a similar folding technique where you're folding it and then you pull it and you just sort of form it into a ball, and then you bake it in a Dutch
Oh,
oven
not a
for
regular oven,
however
a Dutch
long,
oven.
and then plus 5 minutes
I
that I'm
always
going to
forget what
do.
a Dutch oven is.
A Dutch oven is a covered casserole
Like the
dish,
big heavy
essentially.
ones.
Yeah, the big heavy ones, like the cast, like enamel cast iron ones or whatever. So I picked one up at Superstore because they were
And what
$45 on
color did
sale.
you get?
So I
Because they were
picked one up.
pretty.
I know. Well, I got red. I would have preferred teal, but teal was regular price. So I'm like, I like red for saving 50% off. I'll do
So
the red.
in
Thank
it
you.
goes in your oven, or do you
So.
cook this on the stove? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it goes
Okay.
in the oven, a really hot oven. Like you put it in a 500
Oh.
degree oven for 10 minutes, and then you turn it down to 475, and you bake that for the rest of the time.
It is
It's a
intense. No
lot,
wonder
I
I've heard
know.
of people like kind of, being
It is
very proud of
intense.
their little loaf afterwards. You earned it. You earned it. That sounds
Yeah.
poof. So the Amish one,
Well,
you feed it every
that's
day,
my
but your
process.
every day is like not even 5 minutes of activity. Like while your coffee's brewing, you could, do that. And then when your 10th day comes, you put in a bit of your thing and you add, I can't even remember what you add to it. Probably flour. I can't remember. But there's a like a brown sugar, cinnamony. Actually, there's a pudding you add to it. I think you add the pudding to the dough. So it's really desserty. And then you make your brown sugar cinnamon kind of stuff. So you put half of it in your the loaf pan, and it's really liquidy. Like it's not like a bread texture at all. It's more like a muffin texture. And then you sprinkle your brown sugar in and you pour the rest on, and then you kind of marble it so that there's these bits of cinnamony goodness throughout. It's sort of like a cheat for a cinnamon bun. So it's quite yummy, but it's a whole different animal, sounds like.
Process. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
But you can eat that with
It's fine.
balsamic
And
and
then I get bread
whatchamacallit. That
after
sounds amazing.
it. No, but I need better olive oil, I think. I need a better olive oil, because the one I have I just use for cooking or whatever. But if I do a dipping olive oil, I want something a little bit more olivey. Does that
I
make
mean, it
sense?
makes sense. I'm not an olive oil connoisseur, so I
Oh, I am
probably
not
would not
either.
taste the difference myself, but that's just me. Well, that sounds delicious. So currently, we just had three teens show up, Haley's BF and two other friends, and they want to make chicken tenders. They want to learn how to make chicken fingers or whatever. So they printed off a recipe. They're probably going to leave and get ingredients. I told them that if they fed us, I would buy the chicken. So I bought some chicken, and I don't have to make supper tonight. Me
Well,
too.
I hope it turns out good.
I hope this isn't like those crazy healthy chicken fingers that bake in the oven. I hope these are like deep fried or air
Deep
fried or
fried.
something fried.
I had a really good crispy chicken burger at national 2 weeks really? ago. I'm still thinking about it. Like, it was really good. It was really good. The chicken was really, really good. The burger, and like, I could have had a little bit more flavor on like a little bit more lettuce and a little bit more garlic aioli or whatever, you know, that type of stuff to go with it. But the burger, like the chicken breast itself, was really good. It was very, very crispy.
That's
amazing. I know. I might be hungry. All this talking about food. Gosh.
Delightful. Yeah. So we'll just switch topics for a second here. In light of recent developments, this is less, I don't know, whatever. But I was listening to the podcast expose on what they thought was happening with Kate Middleton. And I don't really follow the royals that much. It's not really personal interest of mine. Yeah, no. It's and even when I realized the whole podcast was about Kate Middleton, I was like, no. Like, I don't think I'll really be into this one. I'll listen a bit, and then if it's not, I'll just move on. And it was actually so well done. They did such a fun job of it. I mean, it's purely gossip and speculation, but they researched that gossip and speculation. So it was, they had a lot of kind of findings that was interesting. And then they got to their hypothesis of why she was out of the spotlight. And I was like, I was totally sold. I was like, yep, you are absolutely right. Wow. That's got to be what's happening. That's the only reason. Out of the spotlight for this long. And I'll kind of just jump to the headline, because if you're going to listen to the podcast, this doesn't really ruin anything, I don't think, for you. But basically, they hypothesized that William is having an affair. And basically, because King Charles is possibly on death's door himself, they thought he might be thinking, okay, when I'm king, it'll be harder to divorce her. So I'll try to divorce her. Have you not listened to this now?
I have, but I was working. I didn't want to ruin at the time. So I was listening.
Okay.
I was listening with half an ear, but I did get that.
And
overall,
basically, instead of her fighting back or doing anything publicly, she was just going to recede and just like let all the speculation and everything just happen, and just kind of her power struggle or her power pitch or whatever you would call it would just be to be quiet, not go to the things that they want her to go to, and not appear publicly and say everything is just dandy and just, you know, whatever, just pull herself out of the limelight, because really she's the only one we care to follow anyway. And just,
and some of us don't even care about that. Cause
but like really of all really of care, them, so. She is the most, well, I mean, I kind of think the Harry and Meghan is pretty interesting, but of the actual royals who are living the royal life, she's the one with the charisma. She's the one, you know, who gets all of the press because of what she's wearing or la la la, you know, and or how she's trying to do things differently. Maybe some things that she's trying to change in the royalty, whatever. So I thought, oh, that's actually pretty good. Like, maybe that's the thing. And then, of course, yesterday they announced that she has cancer. But I don't
under,
like, honestly, why would you not just say, I mean, you're gonna have to say something anyways eventually. Just,
I don't know, I think they're very disorganized from a PR from a public relations standpoint.
Yeah,
they're not great at it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I was like, geez. So
I think it just comes down to
Charles told us like right away, and I was like, okay, you know.
Well, yeah, and maybe Kate's was like the more serious cancer, and you can't have Kate outshining Charles.
One-upping him.
I mean, then you're getting another, then you're one-upping him, and that's what Diana used to always do, right? Unintentionally, but still, because the public liked her more than they liked Charles. And now with Kate, people like her more than they like Charles. Everybody likes everybody, except for maybe Prince Andrew.
Fair.
Yeah. Prince Andrew, so anyway, that's just
My theory, but I thought they sold a good yarn, and then, I mean, obviously, hopefully she will do well, she will recover, the treatment will be fine. Mm-hmm. They did kind of sound like, you know,
yeah,
they were preventatively having chemotherapy, which apparently isn't even really a thing. But now no one trusts them anyway.
That seemed weird to me as well.
So, like, yeah, whatever. I mean, but yeah, I mean, I don't wish harm on her. I just thought it was weird that they left it this long to say anything, to the point where I don't even care what it is. It already outshined Charles, right? Like all of the speculation and
For sure.
Photo editing.
The world is just going to be weird like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a headline and I want you to respond to it. We can talk about it. Okay. Trudeau's Jamaica vacation cost far more than the same trip the year before. According to the government's answer to questions posed by Conservative House Leader Andrew Scheer, tabled this week, Trudeau's 10-day vacation with his family to Jamaica cost taxpayers, are you ready? $230,000.
Dinah!
A 42% increase over the 162 cost of a similar trip.
160? What?
Yeah, it's taxpayer
what
money.
What the heck? Where are they going and what are they doing there? That is ridiculous. Like, that should be... That's like, too much even for his salary, frankly. And you're just doing that on a weekly vacation?
Like, how... Well, it was a week and a half, but yeah. Like, I don't even know what a quarter million dollar holiday, not quite, but close enough, looks like. Like, what does that look like? Food? Like, it guess it depends where you stay. Like, I don't even know how you spend that much money on a vacation.
I know.
I don't have
You would
that
have
life.
To work really hard to spend that much vacation. It's probably not even relaxing. Like, you would have to pay for a resort, maybe that isn't all-inclusive, so then you're paying for every little thing. Then you'd have to book every excursion and possibly rent a yacht to go out with as well.
You know what it is? I think you have to pay somebody to manage your vacation at that cost.
Jeez Louise.
Maybe you're paying somebody else.
Well, this does kind of explain why Dan has been following Trudeau a lot on Instagram and things like not... Like watching House of Parliament arguments and whatever, I think probably it hit the fan and there's been some entertaining stuff about it. Yeah. See, I'm equal opportunity not following world leadership. I don't follow the royals. I don't follow Trudeau.
Okay.
I don't even really remember who the president of the United States is right now. Just equal opportunity, don't care. Yeah.
Okay. Just ignorance. Yeah.
Also, they're trying to force our mayor to resign. I have no idea what she did. And I even tried to find out, and I have no idea. I have no idea.
My ex-husband is involved in that campaign. He was on the news. He was on the news
to
this
get
past
her
week,
to get her recalled or whatever. Or he wants her to stay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, he does not want her to stay. He is
well, then he would
anti-
be the one to ask, I guess, because honestly, I have no idea.
He would. No. I'm not going to ask him, though. If you want to have a half-hour conversation, actually, it's if you want to have a half-hour of him talking
to
you
a conversation. I have nothing
to
add, so that would be fine. But yeah, like I...
Yeah. Because you're equal, you're equal opportunity not caring about politics.
I was kind of curious, like, what did she do? Did she go on an exorbitant vacation to Jamaica? I don't know. Like, I have no idea. No idea. I don't think she did either.
I don't think she did. I think people are mad about property tax and there's like some residential rezoning stuff that's happening and probably spending.
I would just thought it was a big deal. Like she must have done something hugely serious, but I guess really not. Because even if you're the leader of the country, you can do really serious things and make really bad decisions, apparently. And nothing will happen to you. So you'll probably get reelected is what will probably happen.
Probably happen because all press is good press, right?
Let's have a change of topic, shall we? Is there any other headlines we could discuss that aren't political?
I had a question for you. Do you watch reality TV?
Like... I used to, but I haven't for a very long time. Like, I used to be totally Survivor.
So, Okay, I was going to ask about that because I'm watching Survivor right now. And I think there's definitely, but I used to watch, I watched a couple seasons of The Bachelor, but I don't really watch that anymore because I'm like, I'm watching people's emotional like trauma and I'm getting entertainment from this. This feels very wrong. I don't want to be entertained by other people's emotional trauma.
But they did sign up for
it. But I do, but I think there are people who.
And they're probably getting paid for it.
That's true. I know.
Bachelor? Yeah. I think they have to be, right?
Like,
they
wouldn't maybe.
Because it's like a month or something. Like, it's a fairly long amount of time. I feel like there must be some financial gain to there.
I don't think there is. I think there only is if you. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see.
We could find out if you wanted to, but I want to see middle-aged bachelor. I want to see middle-aged overweight bachelor.
Well, there is the golden one. The golden bachelor. I've only heard of it, but that haven't watched it.
Anyway.
And then there's the MILFs or whatever. I don't know.
But I watched.
That sounds like a train wreck.
Yeah. it is. Sometimes it's fun to watch the train wreck though. I don't know. I do watch Survivor though.
Like I
enjoy that one.
No,
I could never do it. Never, ever, ever. I would not. No, I wouldn't survive.
Or even
an
Amazing
hour
Race.
There. Wait, you want me to jump out of a boat and swim? I'm out.
Honey, that's opening credits.
Like the first day, I'm like, no. I'm gonna vote myself off that island. That's
can you guys
sure.
please just vote for me? Get me out of here.
Yeah. That has happened. You don't watch that anymore.
I watched it for a number of years, and then I think I had kids, and then whatever. You're right. Yeah. Nope, the Bachelor people don't get paid a whole lot. Absolutely nothing. Okay, well, look at that. But you get vacations to exotic places and wardrobe, I guess. So who knows? And then public humiliation. Which is priceless. priceless. So yeah, I like the idea. Like when Survivor came out, it was one of the first, I feel like, realistic shows.
Think so
like
too.
I think even Bachelor was after that and all that. And it was just so compelling because the strategy and you would think maybe after the first season, everyone would know, okay, this is how it goes down. But people always had a different take on it. It was really kind of interesting. And so, I did watch it for several years. Yeah. And that actually is why Dan and I met, not because of Survivor, but because I was the Survivor correspondent on the radio station we both volunteered with.
Yeah.
But, lately it just isn't really the same. Like I don't really need to go back to that. But we do watch the Canadian version of Amazing Race every year as a family. And we each pick a team that we cheer for. And so we can kind of cheer. And we tried watching the American one and it was too cutthroat and too mean and too awful. So now we won't watch that one. We'll only watch the Canadians because they're polite and they're nice to each other most of the time.
Okay.
And Dan and I started watching something on TV. I want to say it's on Prime. Let me see if I can find it. It is a reality TV show where there's sort of a James Bond theme to it.
Spies.
Let's see here. Can't I find it? It's called 007 Road to a Million. And it is on Prime. And this is from the producers behind the James Bond movie comes 007 Road to a Million. Nine pairs of everyday people are unleashed on epic global adventure through a series of Bond-inspired challenges for a shot at winning a life-changing £1 million prize. The controller, Brian Cox, is the mastermind behind the game, watching the pairs as they hunt for 10 questions he's hidden around the world. There are...
Brian Cox from Succession?
I have no clue who he is. He's this old British dude. So probably. I don't know.
Oh, no.
This is what he looks like.
It's a different guy. Sorry. Yeah, that's that. That's the dude from Succession.
Whatever. So but we watched one episode. There's 8 episodes. They are about 45 minutes long, I think. and 51 minutes. Some of them are longer than others, though, for some reason. Or shorter than others, I'm not sure. And they are not easy. Like, the first one, they dropped these people off somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and they got a clue, and they were literally hiking over the mountains to get to this clue. Basically, I think they hide everything in one of those silver briefcases. So they're looking for, but I don't think they even knew that they were hiding it in the silver briefcase. So they had no idea what they're looking for. They're just in the middle of the mountains somewhere. Yeah. Like, you take a wrong turn. Yeah.
That sounds like
it was not easy. And then I don't think everyone found the clue in the end. But when they did, I was like, oh my gosh, like, there's no way. Like, that was really lucky that they found it. It seemed really hard.
So
I think it looks like an interesting chat, like an interesting show, in that I don't even think we've only watched one show, so we don't know, but I don't even think that you realize who you're competing against. I think that they might have filmed them maybe in different times. Yeah. Cause they were all dropped off at the same spot, but no one was there at the same time that they were. So I feel like, basically you're competing against yourself. You don't know if you're the winner or not. Like, there's a lot of element of unknown there. So I think that gives it an interesting take, as opposed to like Amazing Race, where you're literally racing against another team and you can see them coming in behind you, and other, like, there was none of that. So it was very interesting. We would like to continue that one, so. But then the writer strike ended, and there's all the shows that are coming out now, so we'll have to wait.
Cool. Well, I've got an evening of, you can see my sofa there. I have a couple blankets and a couple pillows, and I'm just going to my humidifier, and I'm just going to chill out and just relax. Because we have a concert tomorrow that I'm hoping to make. So as long as
you
this doesn't get
good.
Worse,
you sound okay.
And I take some drugs. Well, as soon as I start coughing though, then I'm like, oh, I'm not well. Like, as soon as the coughing starts. So as long as I keep that at bay, I'll probably, like, I'll wear a mask, but I can still play if I'm sick-ish.
Right.
A vocalist can't.
Or even if you were playing
really
a wind instrument,
that,
it would be very difficult, I would think. You could send yourself into a spasm of coughs. But violin is much easier that way to not trigger something.
Yeah.
Good. You could have a little maybe thing of tea next to you.
But I will.
Tea with honey.
Maybe. Just actually, that's not a bad idea. I might do something like that.
I won't go away.
That's actually, I'll see whether I'm allowed to do that or not. Oh, I don't think I'm allowed to do that because there's no drinks allowed in the auditorium or the sanctuary, whatever you want to call it. If it's a concert, I don't feel right calling it a sanctuary in a church. But it's the place where the chairs are.
Well, if you had like a spill proof coffee vessel,
like a water, maybe even just a water bottle,
that
might be okay.
Not like, you know, we have those Contigo ones where you squeeze to get, you know, so they're spill
proof. I have one of those too. Yeah,
unless you're drinking from it.
Yeah,
I went to Jaden's Easter concert this past week, and it was in a church. And as I was walking into the sanctuary with my matcha tea that I made because it was snowing and I felt cold, I needed to be cozy. And as I was walking in, there was a sign, please no food or snacks in the sanctuary. And I'm like, they didn't say anything about beverages. So just took that right in with me.
No, they did not.
And I also. Yeah.
Good for you.
It was really good, actually. Yeah, they do this thing, the school, where they split, I guess, the elementary into half. I think it's like kindergarten to grade grade three, and then four to six. And so this year, the kindergarten to grade three had a Christmas concert, but Jaden didn't. And then Okay. The grade 4 to grade 6 has an Easter concert. And I thought, like, that is so nice. Except I guess if you have kids in all the grades, then you'd have to go to both. But
well, then it's your fault for having so many kids.
So close together.
You got to know, that's got to be a consideration where you're considering multiple children. Yeah. All right. How many Christmas concerts
so
do I want to
go to?
So
I thought that was nice because I didn't really want to go to a Christmas concert at Christmas. I was really thankful that he wasn't in that one. And this was actually fine, except for the fact that we had a snowstorm. It was, it's a much kinder, gentler time. Hockey was done and we could just, that was the only thing we needed to do.
Yeah.
So it was quite pleasant. Yeah. It was very well done.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I think you should get to that couch and enjoy some some rest and relaxation.
Cozy.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. But I'm glad it's good to talk to you, as always.
I missed your face these last couple weeks.
Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and that it sparks new conversations with friends in your life.
Please follow and subscribe to Better With Friends wherever you listen to podcasts, and tell your friends too. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating and a nice review.
We are on Instagram at betterwithfriends.pod, and you can email us at betterwithfriends@outlook.com. We would really love to connect with you. Until next time,
bye!